go back to the land, 'cause wouldn't you rather be dancing when there's a chance for romancing? Don't say you have to be up with larks again. You're all such a dab hand, 'cause at all of these countryside capers, this is the time to escape, girls. Must you go back to the
I'm doing me stretches.
You'll never guess.
What?
It's Dunsha. Mrs. Ossett. Oh, I can't believe it.
What?
She's in bother. They're giving her the boot.
Never.
They are. She's to go at the end of the week. Oh, there's ructions. Mrs. Watsit at the post office told me.
Well, what's happened?
Bacon.
Bacon? Bacon cakes and that?
No, bacon. She's been thieving it, only she's the one who's ended up in the frying pan.
Thieving it? Where from?
From us. All them times we're dreaming of a nice bit of bacon, or we're out working, a nice bit of rind to flavour our pea soup, a nice juicy bacon sandwich for breakfast instead of Dob's old lumpy porridge. All those times we've cursed the Warags for not putting their foot down with a firm hand.
I know that.
Well, it turns out it wasn't Warags' fault after all. They were sending us bacon all the time.
They weren't.
They were, but we weren't getting it.
Well, I know that and all, so where did it go then?
Don't you?
Well, she gets all the rations for the hostel, so what?
Yeah, but the bacon never made it as far as the pantry. You know what we saw at the post office that time?
Well, she's in there every fortnight sending a parcel to her sister in Brighton. I knew she was up to summit.
So, she's in there yesterday morning. She plops the parcel down on Miss Thingy's scales and there's this whiff.
This what?
This smell. She hadn't wrapped it proper or something. Mrs. Dubrick can smell it. What have you got in there then? She says. Oh, just it. And that, says Duncha. She pays up her money and off she trots. But as soon as she's gone, the post office girls all have a right good sniff. And they fetch the warden and he has a right good sniff. And then they fetch the policeman and...
He has a right good sniff and it's our blinking bacon.
Ready to take its fortnightly trip to the seaside for a sister's boarding house breakfast table. Mind, they've come down like a ton of bricks on Duncha Doris.
Blinkin' heck. Serves her right, her and her sister. I hope they all get worms.
It breaks your heart, don't it? Our bacon.
So where is it now?
Where's what?
The blinkin' bacon. Our blinkin' bacon.
Evidence.
You what?
Police took it for evidence.
Evidence? I'll give them blinking evidence. My stomach growling like a centurion tank all night is all the evidence I need.
Pity we can't just live on flies and midges like little Pierre here. You're not choosy, are you, love?
Ooh, eh, don't let him out in here. Do you hear me? It gives me the heebie-jeebies, that blinking thing.
Oh, don't say that. He'll hear you. He's in training, aren't you? You've got a big race coming on with horrible old Toad from next door.
Listen to you. I know she stays in the bathroom for ages every morning, but there's no need to talk about her like that.
Not her, you big lump. I'm on about her contender. In the big race on Sunday, there's big money being bandied about. Farmer says he fancies me.
I know he does, the old beggar.
Fancies me chances, I mean, with Pierre. It's all a matter of weight, he says. It's good odds and all.
Well, I'm not getting involved. I lost half a crown on last month's rat count. That taught me a lesson. And it were fixed. There's no way there are 100 rats in every one of them sacks that Brenda Shuttleworth wandered up with. She'd padded them out, I reckon. And it wasn't just the sacks she's padded either. No wonder the vicar was getting hot under his dog collar. He's supposed to be a man of God, an impartial judge. Oh, she's in the right job, all right, that Brenda. Ratbag indeed.
You'll always be a prince to me, even though no one else can see. Just one kiss and we can leave all this and hop away together in the rain. And hop away together in the rain. Did you see that? Look at him jump.
Well, if it's a steeplechase, it looks like he's in with a chance.
prince to me, even though no one else can see.
Biddy? Hey, you'll never guess. I can't believe it. I was almost speechless.
Almost.
You were right. She is coming after all. They're all talking about it down the grocers. That's why I'm late. Next Monday. Oh, I just can't believe it. Vera, she's coming here. Definite. And guess what? Giovanni's conducting the band for her. I've just seen him. He's over the moon. Over la luna. That's what he said.
Well, that's good.
And there's more. And you've got to keep it to yourself. He's just said just now, he suggested it. I never pushed him or anything. It was his idea. He said he's going to get me up on stage to sing as well. Oh, just before Vera comes on, he's going to bring me up and say, here's a song from our very own local star. Well, something like that anyway. And I'll get up and sing right there in front of her. Me. Oh, it's my big chance.
That could be lovely then.
Oh, it's great. She's bound to have her manager or her agent or somebody with her, isn't she? Oh, she's bound to. And I'll get a chance to meet them and, well, who knows what might happen. Look, I'm shaking like a leaf, look. Hey, come on. Can't you be excited too? Bid, aren't you happy for me?
Of course I am. It's lovely. Just what you always dreamed of.
Well, don't sound too excited. You look like you've lost a pound and found an apeny. I've been waiting for this for years.
I am happy for you, Buff. I am, really.
Oh, come on. You're not still upset about that frog, are you? It was only a frog, and he died happy. There he was, jumping about like a frog, having a whale of a time, right up to the end. Hey, and it's not as if he was even in the lead either. He was a good three or four lengths behind the winner, and I don't think Brenda did it on purpose. She was just excited that hers had won, and when you're a big girl like she is, you can't always see where your feet are stepping on next. Sorry, Bid, but I don't think he felt a thing. And Brenda looked so comical when she slipped over like that and fell on her backside. Even the vicar was in stitches.
Can we change the subject?
Of course we can. Blimey, there's only one thing on my mind, and it's going to happen on Monday. Oh, just 4 days away. I can't believe it.
What a day, eh? And they're saying that the war's nearly over. Matter of days, said on news.
Well, as long as they wait till after Monday night, that's all I've got to say. I've got more important things to be worrying about.
Buff, honestly, you can't mean that. It'll be the end of the war. Everyone back to normal. End of all the struggle, all the worry, or the loss.
Yeah. But what frock shall I wear?
You're hopeless. You've only got one frock, same as me.
Ah, but when I'm famous, I'll have more frocks than you can shake a mangle at. And you know what else? The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take a fistful of pound notes and buy you a new blinking coat.
Tonight's the night. She'll be on her way, and so are you.
Yes, she'll be on her way right now. Blinkin' heck.
You must be so excited.
Yes, on her way here, now.
I can't wait to hear you singing with the band and that. I love the old songs, me. So, you know what you're singing then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know how you remember all those words. And the tune. I'd be worried I'd forget everything. Are you all right? You've gone a bit quiet.
It's what happens when I'm nervous.
You don't look nervous.
I feel a bit sick.
Really? Oh, you don't look it.
My hands are shaking. Can you give me an hand with my hair?
There you go. Now you're making me nervous as well. I feel like your assistant, like your understudy or something. Listen to me, I can't be talking all Yorkshire like that in front of her. She talks all posh on wireless. They all do. There you are.
Ta. How do I look?
Jolly spiffing.
It's come round so quick. I'm so nervous. I'm a danger to myself. Oh, I've been dreaming about this day since I was a little girl, getting a big chance like this. And it's actually happening. It's like all my Christmases have come at once. And proper Christmases, mind, not the half-hearted efforts we've been having for the last 6 years. I mean the full stuffed goose and trimming sort of Christmas, not a bread, sausage and three Brussels sprouts sort. Hey, anybody would think there was a blinking war on.
Steady on. You sound like, don't you?
It will be good, won't it?
Of course it will.
Are you ready then?
Nearly. I've lost my shoes.
Hey, my shoes, you mean?
I can't find them anywhere. I must have left them in the bathroom when I was soaking me bunion.
Well, go and fetch them then. Then don't mention your bunion to Vera, for God's sake.
Back in a tick.
We're interrupting this programme for another new bulletin.
Turn it up!
As crowds gather along Whitehall in central London with speculation...
Found him. You won't believe this, though. Somebody's gone and nicked me bike. I only left it in yard and now there's no sign of it.
One of the lads will have nabbed it to get back to the base.
That were my best bike.
Oh, don't worry. He'll fetch it back eventually. They always do.
What's he saying?
That the Prime Minister...
Listen, something's happening.
...will address the nation at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to announce the end of the war in Europe. And the day shall be declared Victory in Europe Day, a national holiday.
Come on, we're going to be late.
We'd be there by now if he had me bike.
Well, we haven't. Come on.
Do you think it's still on? What with everything? They didn't send the truck.
Of course it'll be on. Just everyone will be celebrating.
It's just sinking in.
Where are we? It's getting darker by the second. Oh, what on earth is that?
What? Where?
Over there, that huge thing looming out at us.
What thing?
Over there.
It's just the light playing tricks on you. It's nothing.
It doesn't look like nothing.
It's a dovecote.
Why would a bird live in a coat? Mind, you live in yours.
They're supposed to mate for life, aren't they? Doves.
Long time, isn't it? Though I suppose they don't actually live all that long.
It's ever so romantic. Do you think we'll ever meet a fella like that?
What? Spindly legs, goggle eyes and a big beak? The place is full of them.
No, one you'd want to settle down with, till death do us part.
Well, if that announcement was for real, then that'll be a lot longer than it was yesterday.
You know that farmer from up the top end?
What about him?
He asked me to marry him.
He didn't.
He did.
When was this?
Oh, I don't know, a few days back now.
You didn't tell me? Why didn't you say anything?
Well, I didn't think it were fair on him. I said no, you see.
Did you? Hey, I told you he was sweet on you.
You did.
And you turned him down.
I did. He said I'd broken his heart.
Well, you really are a dark horse, aren't you? You might have told me.
Well, you're all excited about Vera and that, but it's got to be right, hasn't it? When you're talking about forever, I'm not the right one, and that's what I told him. Don't know how I know it, but I do. I think when it's the right one, you just know.
I think you do.
Got dark quick, didn't it? Like someone switched a light off. Can't see hand in front of me. Where are you?
I'm here.
I thought I'd lost you.
I'm stood right next to you.
I can't see a thing, I told you. Oh. I think I just stood in summit.
What?
I don't know. I can't see.
Well, what does it smell like?
Hang on. I'll see. Oh, doesn't smell too good, if I'm honest.
Them's my shoes and all.
Couldn't help it. I couldn't see a thing, but I still can't.
Eh? What's that there?
Looks like, what do you call them? Northern Lights.
What's Northern Light?
Well, the lights. In the north.
That clears up that mystery then.
It's colours in that, in the sky. A sort of glow.
You mean an air raid? Oh, that would be just our luck, wouldn't it? Oh, some Jerry bombers didn't get the message that the war's over and they popped over on a jolly and blown up theatre.
It's not an air raid. We'd have heard the sirens a mile off. Come on, let's get a bit closer and have a shufty. It's the church.
What happened to the blackout? The warden will be out here doing his nut any minute.
No, he won't. He really won't, because it's over, isn't it? The war's really over. She's not coming.
I can't hear you. It's the band.
Vera's not coming.
Vera's not coming?
Didn't I just say that?
Well, where is she then?
Well, she's not here. Giovanni says she's got some big do in London tomorrow and she's had to cancel.
Cancel?
That's what he said.
Not again.
Well, it's not her fault.
Well, whose is it then?
It's the end of the war.
That's no excuse.
How could she have known that would happen?
Well, she could have asked Mr. Churchill to hang on an extra day. The way he talks about her, you'd think they were the best of pals. Oh, it's so unfair. That's twice now she's left us in the lurch.
She'll have gone home to be with her family. You can't hold that against her.
I can.
There'll be another time.
I doubt it.
You never know. She might reschedule.
Not that old ruse. I'm not falling for that one again. No, she's had her chips. Shame though, eh?
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, we'll have to tell Johnny not to bother with my song. No point in me making a fool of myself for nothing.
No, he said it's your big chance to sing with the band. Show everyone what you can do.
Well, there's hardly any point now, is there?
But there's all these people.
I can see them.
Well, you can sing for them. I've never seen you so busy. It's like a tin of sardines on that dance floor.
No, I don't think I'll bother.
Why not? It's a full house.
No, I don't think I should. Come on, let's tell Gianni to forget it.
Don't do that.
Well, we'll just have a good dance and call it a night.
But...
I don't want a big fuss.
But it's your dream.
I'm a bit off it, to be honest.
Are you?
My heart's been on double time since we got here. I'm surprised you can't hear it.
Oh, it's just the nerves and that. They'll go off once you get going.
To be honest, I'd sooner clean out the slurry tank than stand up and sing in front of this lot.
He's looking at you.
Is he? Stop it! Stop waving!
What? Well, he keeps looking.
Oh no, this is...
This is what?
My introduction. Tell him to stop.
It's a good one, miss. Hey, look at all those people.
Tell him to stop, I'm not ready.
Come on, Buff.
I can't.
Come on, everybody's looking at us.
I know.
What's the matter with you?
I don't feel well. My legs are like jelly.
It's just the nerves. They'll go off. Just remember what you practiced.
I can't.
You will?
I won't.
They're all looking.
I can see that.
Come on, then.
No.
Come on.
Oh, how could I ever have thought this was a good idea?
It's your dream.
Biddy.
Get on with it.
I can't.
Easy.
I can't.
Do it for Vera.
I won't.
Just open your mouth and sing.
I can't. Oh, Biddy, help.
Like this.
Sunbeam shining and silver lining. Surely can't be far away. Bells will ring love and hearts will sing love as you
marching home to stay. And while we're waiting for that day, we'll take care of these fair green fields for you. While you're far away across the ocean blue, as long as the world keeps turning, we'll keep the home fires bright and burning. We'll take care of these fair green fields for you. Years from now, dear, strong with heads held high, all these changes and doubts and dangers, we will bid them all goodbye. Until that day our voices cry, we'll take care of these fair green fields for you. While you're far away across the ocean blue, as long as the world keeps turning, we'll keep the home fires bright.